And we're privileged today to have Dr. Paramanandam, better known to us as Dr. P, preaching today. And for those of you who do not know, Dr. P is the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in Chennai, India, also the director and the founder of India Calvary Ministries. And we're so thankful that he's here today and is able to speak to us. And I want to remind you again that at the end of the service, we're going to receive a special offering for those who want to give to help India Calvary Ministries and the ministry at Calvary Baptist Church in Chennai, India. A wonderful opportunity for you to be financially involved in what God is doing through the church there in Chennai, India. And so we're very thankful for Dr. P and thankful that he's here and hope that you'll listen attentively as he comes and shares the Word of God with us. Dr. P.
Hello. Glory to God. I'm so glad to see all of your faces. Praise the Lord for that.
Before I start speaking, sharing, we will read a portion from the Bible, Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 25 to 32. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 25 to till the end, up to 32. I would request any one of you, please come forward and read this portion. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 25 to the... Yeah, thank you, sister. Come forward. You come and stand here and read. Do you need mic? Yes. We need mic? Yeah.
I'll just speak up. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field working.
Okay. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. Your brother is back, he was told, and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return.
Till the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you tell me to do. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. He asked the first one, "How much do you owe him?" The man replied, "I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil."
No.
So the man...
No. Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. May God speak to through this message. I'm going to speak from this passage. Do you remember what I preached last year when I came? Do you remember what I preached last year when I came? Any one of you? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What breakfast did you eat this morning? Do you remember? Okay, you know that. Okay. I preached 7 animals who did the Lord's ministry. Do you remember? Seven animals. Seven animals. So, if, do you remember the first animal? The dove. Praise God. Thank you, sister. What did the dove do? Brought olive leaf to Noah. So, I preach from that thing. So, we must also bring gospel, good news to the people by distributing gospel tracts to some people. Many people promised, you are going to distribute some gospel tracts to some people. How many of you distributed? Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. Do you find any difficulty in distributing the gospel tracts? There's no difficulty. It is not a difficult thing to distribute someone, gospel tracts to someone. Oh, that if you all distribute the gospel tracts to some people, then this church will be full. What was it? Second animal? The camel. The camel ministry. What did the camel do? The camel brought Isaac to Rebekah. The same way, we must also bring people to Christ. So, I ask you to bring at least one new person to this church every Sunday. If you would have done that thing, by this time, this church will be full. Now, any new person have come to this? Did you bring any new person? Did you bring any new? Okay, you are new person. Who brought you? Oh, you both are new person. Who brought you here? Oh, she brought you. Yeah, okay, praise the Lord. The same way, if every one of you start doing camel ministry, start bringing some new person to the church, then people will come here, they will get saved, this church will be full. So that is my desire. I am not just preaching. I want the people to do, practice what I am preaching. So, today also I am going to give the Lord's message from the passage just now we read, Luke's Gospel chapter 15 verses 25 to 32. Before that, I would like to give you a promise word from God. Blessed promise word from God. This is Haggai 2:19. This is what you see here. Haggai 2:19. God says, from this day will I bless you. This is God's promise. God wants to bless all of us. But many times, we are not ready to receive His promise. Many times, some of our sins are blocking the blessing from God. Amen. I printed this promise word in 2004 in the calendar. Are you able to see this picture?
Are you able to see the year what I printed? 2004. In 2004, we printed a calendar with that Haggai 2:19, the same scripture verse, but it is in my language, my Tamil language. And we distributed to all of our church members. And also we distributed to some Hindus also. The purpose of this was the people should see the dates and also read the scripture verse and be blessed. At the same time, when the people see our photo, our picture is there, me, my wife, my son, my daughter. When the people see this picture, I thought people will be praying for me, for our family. That was our desire. That was the purpose we printed that calendar and distributed. When we printed, when we distributed this, we also distributed to one Hindu family. When I distributed this calendar, he got that calendar and he handed that calendar at the outside of his house. He did not hang that calendar inside the wall of his house, but he handed that calendar at the outside of the his house. I asked him, "Sir, why are you hanging this calendar at the outside of the wall in your house? I thought you will be hanging this calendar inside of your church house building." I asked him, "Why are you hanging this calendar in the outside?" He told, "Sir, this calendar has turtles in it. Are you able to see the turtles in that calendar? Are you able to see the turtles? There are two turtles. One on the near the boat, and another one is at the right side, right edge of the calendar." So he told, because there are turtles in this calendar, we are not supposed to hang it inside of my house. He told like that. Because the turtles are curse for Hindus. In our country, the Hindus believe turtles are curse. If any turtle enters into any house, they will not live in that house. If it is their own house, they will sell that house and buy another house. If it is their rented house, they will vacate that house and go to another house. Because turtles are curse for them. They don't want to live in the house where the turtle enter. In my house, while I was a small boy, while we were Hindus, the turtle entered in my house, but Jesus entered into my house, so no more curse. So now, I am going to talk about four turtles. Four turtles. Four sins found in the life of elder son. God wants to bless us. It pleased the Lord to bless Israel. So God wants to bless all of us. But if we have these sins in our life, then God cannot bless us. So God wants to bless you, but if you are having
the four turtles in your life, which I'm going to share with you now, then definitely God cannot bless you. So, the title of the message I'm going to speak is Beware of Turtles. Beware of Turtles. Number one turtle. In the Luke's Gospel chapter 15, verse 28, we read, and he was angry and he would not go in. Most of the time, most of the preachers preach about only the prodigal son. But now I am going to preach about the elder son. The number one sin found in elder son was what? Angry. Anger. So, I would call this the turtle of anger. See how angry this turtle. The turtle is very angry. So, anger. Do we get angry? Many times. I used to get angry. But because of angry, I got diabetes. I got disease. Diabetes. Quite often I used to get angry with some people and I got diabetes. Diabetes. Did I tell right? That this is called diabetes. Yeah, tension. Later on I decided, why should I get angry and spoil my health? I decided not to get angry anymore. But now it is too late. I got disease. I'm having diabetes. So, angry spoil our health. Many times my father used to tell me, don't get angry. My father, while we were yet Hindus, my father used to tell me, son, don't get angry. Your angry will kill you. My father used to tell me, your angry will kill you. It is dangerous. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, 26, it says, be ye angry and sin not. What does it mean? Many times people think that angry is okay. Angry is not sin. Many times think that. Many people think that Jesus also got angry. They are finding excuse. So getting angry is okay, they say. But Jesus got angry, that is a different thing. It was a righteous anger. When our children do something wrong, we take a stick and beat them. Ah, I think here it is not allowed. In your country it is not allowed, I think. But in my country we beat. Yeah. When we beat, do we beat by smiling? Hi. But we get angry. Why did you do this thing? We beat them so that they may be well, they may be good. So, that is not wrong. But most of the time, even for small thing, ordinary thing, we are getting angry. That will spoil our health. Angry is sin. And number two, second turtle. And in the same chapter 15, verse 28 says, and he was angry and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. Here, the father is begging his elder son. He begged his son, but the elder son never came into his house. We don't read the elder son came in. Till the end, we don't read. Till the end of that story, we don't read the elder son came in. He never came in. So, what shall we call this sin? Father begged him to come in. The elder son did not come in. So, what sin it is? Disobedient. So I would call this sin disobedient. Turtle of disobedience. People think that we can live as we like. But we must obey God. We must be obedient to God. So, fear God. Obey God. This morning in the Bible study, we heard about the Job 28 chapter and the last verse. Fear of the Lord is the beginning. Fear of the Lord is the wisdom. So, fearing God means obeying God. Whenever, every time when I take this Bible, God speaks to me. This is the living word of the living God. The Bible speaks to us. Every time when I read the Bible, God speaks to me. When God speaks to me, I obey His word. So, we must obey God's word. See, in my language, that step, the each step is called obey. Each step is called obey in my language. So, if we go to the higher level, we have to step our legs one by one. Obey, 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 obey. If you are keep on obeying, then you will go to the top. You will go to the higher level. If you want to be blessed, you have to be, you be obedient to God.
Amen.
Obedience brings blessings. So, the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6, the wrath of God will come upon the children of disobedience. So, then, number three turtle, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 29, we read, and he answered and said, his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment,
And ye yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. Here we read, I, me, my. What is the sin found in here? Selfishness. Pride. Pride. So I would call this turtle of pride. See how proud this turtle. Turtle of pride. Bible says in James chapter 4, 6, it says, God resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud. God opposes the proud. God doesn't oppose any other sinner. Still, I have been searching the whole Bible, whether the Bible tells God opposes any other sinner. I don't read. I don't find anywhere. But God opposes, Bible says God opposes only the proud. If God opposes, then what will happen? We will be collapsed. If God opposes you, we will be nowhere. So, beware of the turtle of pride. And then Luke chapter 15 verse 30. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with the harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. What do you understand from this verse? What sin? Jealousy. See? Jealousy. So, I would call this sin turtle of envy. When we see some other, your neighbor is, when you see your neighbor is being blessed, are you happy or sad? When your friend is being blessed, are you happy or sad? Many times, we are so jealous. We are envy. So, see, when some others are improving, getting some good things in their lives, many times we are so jealous. So, one day, one man brought a pot. In that there are a lot of crabs, and that crabs, and that pot was not closed. Lot of live crabs are in the pot. That pot was not closed. That his friend asked, "Oh, you are keeping this pot without covering, without closing. Won't these crabs go out and run away?" No, he said, no. These crabs will not come out and run away because these crabs are Kentucky crabs. When one crab is climbing
Then another crab will pull it down. When one crab is climbing, and another crab will pull it down. So no one will climb and go away, run away. So this is the nature of many people. When someone is being blessed, they are trying to spoil their name and pulling down. That is jealousy, envy. I would like to tell you a story, one more story. In the Hinduism, while I was a small boy, my father used to tell many stories. So he told a story that is, one man was meditating to get a gift, to receive gift from God. He was going on meditating, spending time with God. Finally, the God appeared to him and asked him, "Oh, my son, I want to grant your petition. I want to grant your prayer. What do you want? Ask me. I am going to give you. You ask anything you want. I am going to give you. Whatever you ask, I am going to give you." This man was so happy. Oh, God appeared to him and he is telling me to ask anything I want to ask. He is going to grant me. He was so happy about it. "Okay, my son, ask me." Then the God said, "I will give you whatever you ask you. Ask me, I am ready to give you. At the same time, I will give the double portion to your neighbor. I will give you whatever you want. I will give you. But I will give double portion to your neighbor." Then this man started thinking. Finally, he came to a conclusion. "Oh, we will ask this thing. God, my one eye must become blind." That means what? It means what? Two of his neighbors, I must become blind. See, this is the kind of people living on this earth. If we have this kind of sin character in our life, how can God bless us? Always think good. Always do good and you will have good. So beware of turtles. So Bible says, and in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30, would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Anyone? Okay.
A sound heart is a life of flesh, but envy and rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 14:30.
Okay. The envy, rottenness of the bones. The envy will spoil us. Spoil our health. Spoil our life. So, God wants to bless all of us. Beware of the turtles of anger, disobedience, pride, and envy. So beware of turtles. May God bless you.
And let's stand together. I guess we could say that the turtles that Dr. P has described to us are really killer turtles, aren't they? I mean, they really are. And they'll destroy your life. Anger and disobedience, pride, envy will destroy your life. And you might be here and you find yourself in that very condition. And that is, relationships are being destroyed. Your marriage is about over. Relationship with people around you, and maybe you just walk with God is just almost non-existent, and the reason why is because what's filled your heart, whether it be disobedience or anger, envy, just filled your life. And you know, those that God is dealing with have to be honest about that and take responsibility for that. Most of us are offering excuses as to why we are the way we are. It's always somebody else's fault, isn't it? It's what that other person did or said, or it's somebody from a long time ago, mom or dad or grandma and grandpa. But we have to take responsibility for what's on the inside of us and say, you know what? I'm going to deal with God. I want God to cleanse me. And not only want Him to forgive me and cleanse me, but I want God to help me to learn to overcome those barriers. I want God to teach me how to get rid of the turtles. Amen. And so that I can live in victory, walk in victory, and with a clean heart and pure hands. I love James 4. The Bible says you can draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts. Purify your hearts. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. That's how you draw near to God. That's how you draw near to Him. As God works in your life and reveals that to your heart, do you need to respond to Him? You might be here and you've never received Christ in your life. Never been a time and a place in your life where God dealt with your heart and you realized that you were lost. Realizing that you were lost, you turned to Christ and received Him. And God's been dealing with you about it. He's been speaking to your heart. And you know right now you've never been saved. If you died right now, you'd go to hell. You know that. God's speaking to you and dealing with you and brought you to a point, even today, that you need Christ. That you need Him to save you, become the Lord of your life. If you need to respond to Him, if you need to come to this altar and pray, we invite you to do so. If God is dealing with your heart, you need to come. Would you? As we sing, what number, Brother Greg?